Sean Kelly, there's going to be a debate in the European Parliament on Wednesday following now this crucial vote in the British Parliament today on Brexit. What do you make of the whole situation now with what is going on with Theresa May and the impending vote on Brexit and whatever is going to happen following her expected defeat or the expected defeat of that vote today in the British Parliament?
Yes, and I can tell you there's a real concern here in the European Parliament. I had a meeting earlier on this morning with Michel Barnier on the issue, and I think we're just waiting for the result, but we aren't that confident from what we hear that she'll be successful. And the question then will be what margin of defeat she will suffer, and depending on the margin, it would appear that the consequences might vary. But I think one thing that Michel Barnier again emphasised to me and my colleagues this morning was that there was very little room for manoeuvre, that in the negotiations they were as generous as possible in terms of what they could do within the treaties, and also that their commitment to Ireland is not going to diminish.
But is that the case? Because we now know that the EU has given written assurances to Theresa May about the backstop agreement, and by saying that if it was triggered, it would only last for the shortest possible period. Some might interpret that as maybe sliding back on promises made about the backstop agreement?
No, I think that's more or less a request to everybody to sit down and work out what would be the long-term future when the United Kingdom withdraws, so that the backstop wouldn't be necessary and that they will come to an arrangement regarding the trading, etc., operations. Because some people feel that the backstop is a trap to keep them within the single market and the customs union ad infinitum. That is not the case. The European Union doesn't do traps, especially in regard to countries who want to leave. If they want to leave, they leave. You try and work out the best possible arrangement with them. And they're saying, really, we want to do this as speedily as possible to bring certainty to everything.
But are you confident that there won't be any backsliding on that backstop agreement, especially if, as expected, the vote will be defeated in the House of Commons and Theresa May is going to be under extraordinary pressure to get some kind of plan passed by the MPs?
I'm confident, yes. I think there's been too much invested in it. It's been debated. Everybody from Juncker to Tajani to Tusk to Barnier have all said that there's a bottom line here and they're not going to cross it. And there is no advantage actually in crossing it, because it wouldn't really change, I think, the minds of those in the United Kingdom. The difficulty for Theresa May is, and I mentioned this to Michel Barnier this morning, is that the Remainers don't want to support the withdrawal agreement, because then they actually leave, which they don't want to happen. And the Brexiteers don't want to support it because they feel they're conceding too much and they're probably almost impossible to satisfy. So the chances then of getting a majority between that is obviously very little. But then you have to work out subsequently what's going to happen. And that's what people are looking at now, to ensure that there will be no crash out. And I think that has to be the number one focus if she loses the vote today, to say, no, we're not going to crash out. It would cause absolute mayhem. So now give us more time.